Sechtes Idias, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Yud, Gimel. So, Misha Chetzia Eved, the Chetzia Ben Chayrin. So, you have someone who's an Eved Knani, and it was owned by two partners, and one of them freed him. So, now this Eved is a Chetzia Eved, Chetzia Ben Chayrin. So, what do you do? Meaning, he works, and half of his earnings goes to one of the masters, and the other half he could keep for himself, because one day he belongs to the other master who didn't free him, and the rest he could keep for himself. Divrei Beis Hol. Amalem Beis Shammai, Dikantem Es Rabbi. That's very nice that you've made a nice deal for the one who still owns him, that he's able to get his portion. But Ves Atzmai Le Dikantem, what about the slave himself? You didn't fix him up. Why? Because he can't get married now. Why can't he get married? Lisa Shifcha Eina Yachal. He can't marry a Shifcha Knainis. Why? Because part of him is free, and a free man is not allowed to marry Shifcha Knainis. Bas Chayrin Eina Yachalah. He can't marry a free Jewish woman because he's still Chetzi Yevet. Li batel, so let him not get married. The whole purpose of the world was created to populate it. So Hashem did not create the world to be deserted. He made it in order to be inhabited. So Hashem wants people to have children, so how could you do this? In order to benefit society, that is to make it possible for the slave to marry and have children, we force the master to free the half that he owns and make him a completely free man, so now he can marry a free woman. What about his portion? The Eved has to write him a shtar for his half of money that he's entitled to, and when he's freed, so the money that he makes will go to pay off the master. And Chazur Beis Hol, Harutz Beis Shammai, so Beis Hol went and he paskin like Beis Shammai. Mishnah Yud Dalet. So the next Mishnah deals with Tumah of a Mace. Tumah of a Mace that's in a Oyel is Metame, the Kalim that are in it. However, if there is a Kli Charis that is in under the same roof as a Mace, and it's covered, so the utensil and everything in it, everything in it does not become tummy, because it's a kli cheres. So kli cheres with a seal over it does not become tummy. So now we have machlekes mid rabbanon, if certain things become tummy even if they're inside a sealed cheres keli. So the Mishnah says like this: kli cheres matzal al akel kedivrei Beis Hol. If you have things in a kli cheres, everything inside it remains tahar. That's what Beis Hol says. Beis Shammai omer inay matzal al al oichlin v'al amashkin. The only thing that it protects is the food, the drink, and the kli cheres itself. So now they're going to argue their opinions. So, Amru Lahem Beis Hillel, Mipnei Ma, Amru Lahem, Mipnei Ma. Why are you saying that it's only food and the kelim itself? Eichlinu Mashkin and the keli itself. Amru Lahem Beis Shammai, Mipnei Shu Tomei, Al Gav, Amoritz. Because if a cheres keli belongs to Amoritz, it's Tomei, because it belongs to the Amoritz. Because we assume that all Amoratzim, the Kelim are Tamei. The Ein Kli Tamei Chaitzitz. So we have to assume that this Kli Cheres was already Tamei. If this Kli Cheres was already Tamei, so whatever is in it is not going to be protected. Only a Kli that's Tahar, that's sealed, will protect the contents inside it from Tumas Mason and oil. But over here, we assume by an Amoritz it's already Tamei. So Amar Lahem Beis Hol, that's very nice. So then why would you be mad there? The Eichlin Umashkin Shabbatayicha. If you're worried that it's an Amar Aretz, it's Kalim. So then even if it's Eichlin Umashkin, we should assume that it was a Tame Kali and it's not protecting it. Is Amar Lahem Beis Shammai, Kishatiharnu, Achalim Umashkin Shabbatayicha, Liatzmei Taharnu. When we went ahead and we said that food and drinks is Tahar in a Kali, in a Klicheris, we're doing it only for the Amar Aretz himself. But a Chaver, Talmud Chacham, he knows not to borrow things from an Amoritz, and therefore, if we say that these objects are tar, it will not affect the chaver at all. Meaning, if you say that Eichlin Umashkin is tar, we're not worried about a chaver going ahead and eating these things but when they're really tummy. But if you're going to be matar the kalim that are inside this kli cheres, now you're already going to affect the chaver, because the chaver is not going to realize that this keli that he's borrowing from the Amoritz was once inside a keli that was really tummy. And therefore, he's going to go ahead and he's going to borrow it from the Amoritz, and he's not going to realize that these kelim are already tummy. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, we were only matter the Eichlin Umashkin, but not the actual kelim that are, the actual kelim we're going to assume are tummy also. And Chazru Beis Hillel, Ahayres Kedivri Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel changed, and they were matter, and they were paskin like Beis Shammai, that the only thing that's mutter is eichlin u'mashkin. Have a good day.